Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from October 21, 2019 to October 25, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On October 21, here were the news. Binance CEO, Russian ruble to be first fiat crypto trading option. Major Korean banks join government-backed blockchain ID initiative. Binance announces ruble trading at Russian Gov-sponsored event. Libra could drop basket and issue individual fiat stablecoins. Bitfinex files for subpoena in bid to recover $880 million in frozen funds. Bitcoin's 3% price rise neutralizes bearish setup. As Lightning's economy takes shape, devs are split on proposed fee hike. Researchers uncover Bitcoin attack that could slow or stop Lightning payments. It's not time to write Libra's crypto obituary just yet. On October 22, here were the news. Bitcoin.com acquires Japanese blockchain developer O3 Labs. Watch, Ava blockchain founder plans to launch in December. Opera browser adds Bitcoin payments to Android update. Japan's third largest bank completes blockchain trade finance test. Facebook risks banking ties over Libra concerns, says Ing exec. Facebook's Marcus says China wins with digital renminbi if US nixes Libra. Ripple boosts blockchain advocacy efforts with DC office. Casa is helping Bitcoin investors pass on their holdings when they die. Bitcoin may rise toward $8,800, short-term cross indicates. FinCEN director warns of hard time for crypto firms that don't follow law. Telegram backer sought Circle listing before SEC halted token launch. Bitcoin IRA is letting customers lend out their crypto retirement funds. Fiat to crypto carry trade may tempt traders tired of negative interest rates. Flaws in local Bitcoin's data call into question regional adoption claims. On October 23, here were the news. Securities numbering body launches task force to standardize digital assets. Binance joins Governance Council of Kakao's Clayton blockchain. U.S. Treasury to monitor Libra over possible financial risks. $7,500, Bitcoin's price tanks to four-month low. Crypto extortion on the rise, says academic study. Peer Nova validates shift to enterprise blockchain with $31 million funding. Ing Bank devises privacy fix for R3's Corda blockchain. Regulate stablecoins don't squash them. Bitcoin volatility hits 6.5-month low as price falls back to $8,000. What to expect when Facebook Zuckerberg defends Libra on Capitol Hill? Former World Gold Council exec develops new Bitcoin ETF. On October 24, here were the news. Binance US announces Dogecoin listing. CEO, Coinbase has earned $2 billion in transaction fees since 2012. Wallet provider Blockchain Ventures takes stake in gaming platform Engine. SoftBank to develop cross-carrier blockchain payments with IBM Tech. Backed to launch options on its Bitcoin futures December 9. Ontario regulator lets security token startup test secondary trading. CFTC makes its fintech, blockchain research lab a full-fledged office. Telegram token investors reject refund offer. Bitcoin eyes first test of $7,200 price support since April. Colorado could be next in the race to bank crypto and cannabis. On October 25, here were the news. Final Russian nuclear scientist sentenced over illicit crypto mining. New York watchdog extends window for Bittrex users to withdraw funds. Major Korean banks back Bitcoin startup Coinplug's $6.4 million round. Polish police arrest head of payment processor tied to Bitfinex crypto exchange. Seven Mining heavyweights partner with WEF on blockchain sourcing initiative. President Xi says China should seize opportunity to adopt blockchain. Hell no, Jack Dorsey says Twitter won't be joining Libra Association. Bitcoin charts death cross after 47% price drop from 2019 high. Three ways staking will upend the economics of Ethereum. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.